We present Tony Hancock, City James, Bill Kerr, and Kenneth Williams in
Hancock's Harbor.
Right. Up to you, Bill.
Right. Seven for one. Come to me, seven. You beautiful baby. Come to me. Six. One, two, three, four, five, six.
Bond Street.
$3 at £25,000. I'd only go fill you the gas works.
You won't. Let's see what you got.
I'll pay £5,000 in Park Lane. For the dark blue one. Now go on, you threw a double, it's your... Six.
Four and three, six. The financial wizard is for it.
Go on, seven, go on. There we are.
Come. I'll read it. Now, find £4,000... Available to me and miss the next seven goes.
No. Oh, tell me that. I don't believe you.
No, it's back in the pack. I've doubled them up.
All right. Now, my go. Now, come on, my boy.
Four. On the boot. One, two, three, four.
Come. Well. You have inherited £5,000. Every time you land on chance, you read the card and inherit a small fortune.
Just the way it goes. I mean, what a... Calibus through the window, see who that is.
Yeah. Oh, it's Big James. Quick, operate, James. Scramble. You hide the silver, I'll stick the ornaments down. Keep your hands in your pocket.
Oh, I'll have a now. Set.
Right.
Open up. Well, we'll open a door, gong it in through the peephole. We don't particularly want the likes of you around here. Be about your business. You lower the town of the neighborhood.
Be off now.
You can show for your Orson cart in the front garden.
Orson cart?
That's me competition trotting, sir.
Are you going to let me in?
Oh, what do you want?
I want to talk to you.
No. From past experience, I estimate that the many talks I've had with you have cost me approximately a shilling a word.
But it's urgent.
Now, send me a telegram, then.
Look, Hancock, I won't keep you long. It's dead urgent, I tell you.
Well, I don't know.
Look, I'll tell you what. As a token of my sincerity, I'll give you back the cigarette box I went last time I was there.
Thank you, Sid. That's quite awesome.
Oh, very well.
Thank you.
Yes, please.
Oh. Well, don't you give it up? Cigarette?
Yeah.
New brand, you know. Hancock.
I allowed him to call them after me, you know.
Well, when I heard how much Larry got, I thought, get in.
Hey, they're funny looking frags, aren't they?
Well, you must realize they're a bit cheaper than the others. They're 20 for 8 cents.
goes three quarters of the way up.
All right, I'll try one.
You got a light? Yeah.
Well, that's that. I finished it. Have another one.
Yeah, I'll put it the other way this time. Makes a better smoke.
Well, now. Now, look. I'm in dead trouble. I'm at my wit's end. You've got to help me, Hancock.
Look, sis.
We all like you. I'm sorry, I can't hide you anymore. Now, these floorboards have been up and down so many times, we can't get the crease out of the car.
Oh, you got it wrong. I'm not on the run.
Well, what's wrong, then?
It's me, Dad.
Who?
Me, Dad, me old man.
Well, I suppose so.
Yes. It's something I never thought of you with a mum and dad.
You don't look the type.
Well, I am. I got a mum and dad same as everybody else.
What you have? I just can't imagine you as a baby, that's all.
I don't know. Yes. There's I can see you now. Sitting in your pram. Filling your rattle up with lead stuff and eating all the other kids over there. Anyway, seriously now, what about your dad?
It's his birthday tomorrow. He's 83 and he's coming down to London to spend a holiday with me.
Well, very nice too. What's wrong with that?
Well, I can't let him stay with me.
Why not?
I'm a bit ashamed of it, really, but...
Now, come on.
Well, you see, he kept reading in the papers that I was appearing in court. There was only one thing I could do.
What?
I told him I was a judge.
Lord Justice James? How could you lie to your own father like that?
Well, I had to. If he knew what I really wanted, he'd never get over it. So I was wondering if you'd do me a favor, let him stay with you for a fortnight.
You can't. Not your own father. He's looking forward to seeing his little boy again.
Oh, I'll come down and visit him. You can't stop at my place. You'll wonder who the redhead is. And you'll never believe that light-fingered Louie and Spanish Henry are my clerks at the court. And all those cars coming in and going out, different colors. Now, he's bound to notice. It's too risky. I can't disillusion the old boy after all these years. He's proud of me. He loves me. Apart from that, he might turn me in. Now, please let him stay with you, Hancock.
Well, if I do, it's not for you, sis.
It's not for you, it's for him.
Poor old man.
Another word about me?
You won't find out from me, I promise.
Oh, thank God. I promise I'll never do you again. Until after he's gone.
Thank you, Sid. That's most kind. I knew I could rely on you. Are you a little glasses? Me and Bill will do our best to make the old boy comfortable. I'll tell you what. Let's give him a birthday party tomorrow and you come round and see him. He'll like that.
All right, then.
Have a shave, you know.
Put the best suit on. Don't come round in that black and white hoop jersey and look sack, will you?
Not really judge's gear, is it?
All right, and I'll see you tomorrow, and thanks again. Now look after Dad, won't you? He's all I've got.
All right, Sid. Get out.
Well, shut off it. There you are, Sid. Was good in all of it. Our old Sid's got a spark of decency in him after all. I think he's really very fond of his old Dad.
He's really grateful to me for doing this, and I... Where's my silver candlestick gone? They were here a minute ago. I left them on the piano next to me gold lame suit.
Oh, but it's dark out. He probably wanted to find his way home.
Come on, William, to work. We've got to get the spare room ready.
Hey, that's my room.
He's not having that.
Yes, he is. We'll have to make some other arrangement for you. I'm not sleeping out in the dark kennel again.
Either that or under the
floorboard.
Oh,
right.
There, it's all with the...
Yes, all right.
Yes, all right. Yes, all right. All right. Let's take it.
Great.
Well, that's it. He should be quite comfortable now.
Let's see if we've forgotten anything.
Sheep, blanket, pillows, either down, both down.
Oh, yes.
What?
That's it.
Where is it? Come on, the mattress. Me sleep, sweeter, slumber deeper. Where is it?
But, Trump, that door kennel is so hard.
Listen, he's 83. You can't expect him to sleep on the spring. Poor old man, he left little curly patterns all over him.
I think this is carrying French is too far. Putting me out in the dog kennel. I think it's a downright liberty.
Listen, if I get much more of this, I'll cut the biscuits down. Now then, get those pictures off the wall.
Thank you, madam.
What an exhibition.
You're the art study.
Two and six a dozen. I'm fed up with using this place as a box number.
No, leave them there. They're coming down.
Slash them in front of him, show into a coma.
We'll put some decent stuff up there for my room.
You know, Monica the Glen, Island Cattle.
And when did you last see your father?
They don't draw stuff like that these days. They don't draw stuff like that.
Of course they come to parties to them.
All gone are the days of a plate of bananas and an apple.
They're fishbones and people with 3 ears these days.
I don't know what the world's coming to. I should have been born 100 years ago, me. Much more at home, much more at home, much more luxury. Don't get time these days. Quick flick through steel and hardware and let me look. What about the bed?
Oh, yes, forgive me, I'll digest it. Yes, well, the mattress is in and the photographs are out. I think we're all set now. Don't forget he's an old man. Be nice to him.
Treat him as if he was your own father.
No, perhaps not, I don't
know. Just keep out of his way, that'll be best. That's him, come on, cheer yourself up. Smile, that's the old national outfit in there.
Oh, are you Mr. Tiny? Oh, are you Mr. Tiny and Kick?
Well, that's near enough, I should think.
You must be Mr. James.
That's right. Oh, Mr. James. You are an only bird. How you watch me bird, Clarence? Me too can.
Oh, how nice.
Yes, give him here.
Don't put your finger in the cage, old Jimmy. Now have your finger all like a shot. Got jaws like razor blades, yes.
All right. Bill. Come and hold the birdcage. Don't put your...
Don't tell him.
Don't tell him.
Might be a giggle, you never know.
Well, where's the rest of your baggage?
Yeah, here on the step. Here, where shall I put arrows?
Who's arrows?
Me goat. I never go anywhere without arrows.
Oh, well, I suppose you'd have to go in the dog.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He can't. What about me?
You have to move out again. Door was a potting shed.
Only got to clear out my Japanese miniatures.
Oh, no, there's all spiders and green flying there.
They won't mind.
Only got a fortnight. Now, come on, bring Mr. James back in.
Thank you, very nice. Come on, Percy.
Percy?
It's my pet donkey.
Oh. Where are we going to put him?
The potting shed.
Bill!
All right, I know, under the floorboard.
Well, we'll start to see in a minute as soon as Sidney arrives.
Are you sure he's coming?
Oh, sure, he wouldn't miss his old dad's birthday.
Yes, he's a good boy. He's a judge, you know.
No, I believe.
Oh, yes. His mother and I are a bit worried about him now. He's working too hard.
Really?
Oh, yes, must be very strenuous, his judge work. We notice every time he appears in court, he has to take holiday afterwards.
I remember he was very ill in 1947. 3 years,
isn't it? Yes. He went to Devon, stayed on the moors. Well, he sent us a lovely postcard.
lovely big old painting was taken at. He had a little room all to himself. Very good at the eyes of the season, isn't it? Have you ever seen any of his cases?
Only the ones with the false bottles for smuggling.
One cases? No! No, no. He's never been, you know. It's not enough proof. It's always harder with policemen when he's in court. It's very different.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to seeing the young rascal again. Very proud of him we are. He's always been very good to me and his mother. Liberace James, they call him, the village. Every week he sends us money or a necklace or a ring or something.
Isn't that touching?
Yeah. If that's another of your animals, Dad, I quit.
Animals don't ring bells. Go on, open the door.
Oh! Oh, good afternoon, Constable.
Good afternoon, sir. We have reasonably Sidney James here. He was seen proceeding in an eastly direction towards this house.
What's this? What's this? You want Sidney? Oh, don't tell me he's got to go to court again.
Yes, he has, and we find him. He's wanted for a serious lead off the church roof, guys.
Lead off the church roof? Why do they have to bother him with picking criminals? I thought he only tried the big stuff.
Oh, no, Sidney, you'll try anything.
It's my birthday. Can't someone go in his place?
Look, I think you better leave it to me, Dad. Officer, I'm afraid that Judge James is near.
Who?
I just say his wife isn't expected today. And he looked in his chambers.
If you mean Fred the news and Arcadia ain't there.
Yes.
He isn't here. If we see him, we'll tell him you're looking for him.
You'd better not.
I'll be waiting outside the front gate.
Dear me, you'll be a judge, like a doctor called out any time.
Hancock, has he gone?
How did you get in?
I climbed in the back window. Quick, pull the curtain. Can't you keep out of trouble even for a fortnight? It's enough.
My fault. It's an old job. I did it last month. They didn't find out a letter. It's gone till last night. The rain got in and threw the collecting plate up.
And as soon as the party's over, you can leave, huh? Come on over here.
Yeah, Sidney. Look who's here.
Hello, son.
Well, go on. Say hello to him.
Hello, Daddy.
Let me look at you, son. Oh, dear, oh, dear. 25 years. What have you done in all that time, son?
About 23.
Oh, I can't get over it. He looks just like his mother.
Oh, dear, a poor old lady.
How have you been keeping, son?
All right, Daddy. You? Oh,
very well, very well.
How's Mummy?
Oh, fine. Oh, yes, she says, are you still taking your condiment oil and milk?
Oh, no.
Oh, you should. Oh, you're a very naughty boy. You always were a delicate child.
Daddy, I'm 40 now.
It doesn't matter. The night here is no good to you.
The city is all he ever gets.
Yeah, well, let's get on with the tea, shall we? Here we are, Daddy. Here's a birthday present for you.
Oh, lovely. A pair of silver candlesticks.
Here, they're mine. Shut up.
Oh, what a good boy you are. We've kept every present you ever sent us. Your mother will be pleased with these. I go very well with the ornamental clock.
Well, that's where it went.
Got any Georgian silver, sir?
Yes.
Yes, I thought you might have.
4,000?
Yes, we got lots of odd pieces.
Don't I? We'll have to get together one day and make a set. This is the man of interest. Have you got a television set?
No, no, I've always wanted one.
Still hide it.
Hey, come on, what about the cheese? Look, I brought a lovely birthday cake round for you.
Hello, there's some poor baker around here needs a front window.
Oh, there isn't. I paid for this.
Edwardian Fred's missus made it.
Who? Who's that?
Justice Edwardian Fred. A colleague of mine. Let's sit down to tea, shall we?
Wait a minute. Haven't you forgotten something, Sidney?
What?
Go and wash your hands.
No. Oh,
and this is one of Sidney taken when he was 9.
Ah, isn't that sweet? HMS Lollipop, isn't it?
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Why don't...
Hello.
Here's one.
Oh,
Oh, dear, on the rug here.
Oh, even that's double then, isn't it?
This is my favorite. taken when he was 11 in the church choir. Oh, he's a soprano, he was.
Oh, turn it up, Daddy.
Be quiet and eat your crust up. Angelic boy, wasn't he? Because favourite, wasn't your son? Always let him take the collection.
How is the old church these days?
It isn't. It closed down just after you left when the collection money disappeared.
Well, it's a pity, but I've got to be going.
Oh, dear, have you?
Yeah, well, you know how it is. I've got a couple of heavy sentences to pass today. You know, another start.
Well, I think your policeman friends outside will drive you down there. They've got the car. I'll call them.
He's over there.
Sid, I know it's his birthday, but you don't have to stuff the cake down his throat. Well, I'm off. I'll get out the back way.
See you tomorrow, Daddy.
Hancock, what? Get the floorboards up. They're out the back as well.
Morning, Dad.
Morning, Mr. Kerr. Is Sidney home yet?
Yes, he came in at about 4 o'clock this morning.
He's under the floorboards now, I suppose.
Yes, he likes to go straight to his room when he comes.
Judges didn't use the word like that in my day. Living under the floorboards all day and going out at midnight every night. Coming home at 4 o'clock and straight under the floor. Yeah, pass me that shoe.
Morning, son! Poor Gavin!
Strange place to work. He's been there 3 days now. Must be a very secret case he's working on.
Yeah, that's it.
It's actually difficult to be safe down there. The heat's off.
The heat's on. That's why it's down there.
Morning, all.
Morning.
Hi, Sid. Order.
Well, Mr. Phillips.
Yeah, it's in front of you.
Oh, so it is. What, may I ask, are you going to eat it with? My fingers aren't quite the right shape for porridge, eggs and bacon. Go and get the cutlery.
There's none there.
Of course there's some there. I bought a new silver set last week. £30 that lot cost me.
I tell you, they're not there.
Ted, where's the cutlery?
How do I know?
Never mind. Toast and coffee. Anything in the papers?
No?
Oh, another bank robbery last night, that's all.
What's this about bank robbery?
Oh, nothing. It's here. Third bank robbery in 3 nights. Between midnight and 4 o'clock in the morning. Are they still looking for the thief? £1,000 reward for any information leading to his capture.
Oh dear. I wonder if Sidney knows who done them.
Yes, I wonder.
I wouldn't worry about it, Dad. You go up to your room and have a rest, eh?
Yes, I should. Yes. Oh dear, what a lot of money.
Poor old man, he must never find out what a rogue he produced.
Ed, come on.
I want to have a word with you. Come on out.
What about the roses?
Never mind about them. Come on out.
No.
Well, move the little board and poke your head out then. I want to talk to you. What? You cad. You veritable bounder. What a nerve. How dare you use my house as a base for your nefarious activities?
Oh. I don't know what you're talking about. If it wasn't for your dear old father, I'd turn you in myself and collect the reward money.
Look, I won't pretend I hadn't intended to do it. I had it worked out for weeks.
That's why I whipped the letter from the church to put down a deposit on the tools for the bank job.
I had a plan worked out in a little black book for ages, and what happens? Each night I get down to the bank, work for half an hour on the door, and then I find it's already open. I go inside, use half a pound of jelly on the vault, and find their entry. I've been done all along the line. Somebody's working my territory.
You want to be ashamed of yourself.
I am. First time this has happened to me in 20 years of trading. Old established firm like me, I'm going to give it one more go. I've got one more bank on my list, the Northern Provincial. I'm going to do that one tonight.
You are not? I'm going to tell the police.
Oh, no, you won't. What about me poor old dad? It'd kill him. You wouldn't want to do that, would you?
You fiend. You scurvy knave.
Leave my house and never darken my floorboards again.
Oh, God. When I pull tonight's job off, I'll refurnish the old place out for you.
All right, nail the board down. I'm going to kiss till 0 hour. And I'm not going to be messed up again tonight. Blimey, it's empty again.
How are we going to break it to the poor old man?
Why, what's happened?
It's in the papers. Look. Sid got caught last night trying to rob the bank. The police were there waiting for him.
But what about the money? What happened to it?
I don't know. $80,000 taken from the four robberies. Sid said he didn't do it, but we know. Isn't it somewhere?
What are we going to tell the old man? It'll break his heart when he hears about this. Well, he's got to find out sometime. Let's go in and get it over with.
All right. Knock on his door. He'll probably still be in bed. Jane? Jane? Are you awake?
Yes, sir, I won't be long. 79,998. 79,999. 80,000.
Oh, prepare to touch me. Of course. What I'd like to know is, how did the police know Sid was going to be there last night?
Oh, somebody tipped them off to collect the £1,000 reward.
Of course. 999. 1,000. All right, you can come in now.
Mr. James, I don't quite know how to tell you this, but hello, you're packed dinner, are you? You going?
Yes, going back to the wife. There's no point in stopping now. Sydney's not here. I've got me taxi waiting outside.
Well, I'm sorry you're going. It's been very nice meeting you. And we'll carry your bags out for you. Just sit in the taxi and leave it to us, eh?
Oh, yes. Oh, it is nothing. I never expected that.
15 cabin tucks, 8 suitcases, 5 sacks and a Gladstone bag.
And this stuff out of the living room.
Oh, the 7 big wooden crates, yes, sir. Here you are. You only have the 1 suitcase when you arrive.
Yes, well, I bought a few presents for the wife and some firewood for the festive season.
Yes, yes, of course. Breaks your heart, doesn't it, really? Bill, there's not any change on
it. Well, what do you want?
Well, now, Sid's gone. He'll be a bit short. I expect the least we can do is to see him. All right, for a few questions.
Yeah, sure. I've only got a couple here.
That's all I've got to do. I've got a few. Mr. James?
Yes?
Here you are. Look, there's a little something for yourself. Here you are. Keep it going through the winter.
Oh, 100 weight of coal, or something.
I don't know what to say.
No.
Oh, thank you. Martha, it's good of you. Now an old man's not forgotten.
Thank you very much. Tell me, go on, please.
Well, the taxi's waiting. I'd better go. Goodbye.
There you go. What a wonderful old man. Off of the air.
I'm glad I met him.
Ah, well, let's go back in. Yeah. What a grand old man.
Ah, well, let's have some dinner.
No cutlery, remember?
Oh.
Well, let's have some coffee. No coffee pot.
Oh, well, we'll just sit and watch the telly.
Hello?
What?
No telly.
Look, Bob.
What?
The house has been completely shipped. The living room empty. The lounge stripped naked.
Oh, no. Bill. He's been taken for the...
Look, you want to read something, Sonny. You want to read something a bit edifying, something a bit educative.